Yeah, welcome again. Greetings, everybody. It's Ancestor Zai again. So I'm just going to do a quick little podcast. You know, I didn't want to do it about Cardi B because it when I see stuff about celebrity, that's sort of like a little distraction. But being that some of the stuff what she's talking about are involved in right now requires clarification and discussion, I'm going to do a podcast on it. So she says she's Latin and she likes to date men of color. First thing is, there is, like, all these people that call themselves Latin aren't Latin. You can only be Latin if you were born in Rome. The language of Rome is Latin. That language, Latin, out of that language came English, French, Italian, Spanish. You understand me? That's why those languages are all called Latin languages. Latin is what Romans speak. Now, people like them, they call herself, call themselves Hispanic. You cannot be Hispanic if you're not from Spain. Being from Mexico doesn't make you Hispanic. Hispanic is from Hispaniola. Hispaniola is Spain. So right away, they have outclassed a whole group of people. But what happened is most of these people don't know who they are. If they knew who they are and where they came from, then they would have known that, hey, I am a person of color. I'm a melanated person. I'm a black person because my ancestors were black people. Before all the Christopher Columbuses and the Hernan Cortez and all these massive rapists, murderers, and thieves, your ancestors was black. So now we have Puerto Ricans who don't want to be black no more. We have Dominican Republic who don't want to be black no more. We got Jamaicans bleaching their skin. You know what I mean? And it's just this Willie Lynch programming that's really destroyed so many of our people. Like, they don't know who they are. They're running from themselves. They're just confused out here. Yeah. Now, the second thing I wanted to talk about Cardi B was, you know, everyone got on R. Kelly and no one wants to say anything about, you know, some of the stuff that happened. They even want R. Kelly to be arrested for a crime and a charge that he was released on before. You understand me? But here we have her admitting that she's drugged people and robbed them, right? And no one wants to say anything about it. The women who claim Bill Cosby drugged them, they were never drugged. These women took drugs of their own free will. Like, if people had just followed the shit and really listen, they would know. The women took, they knew that was Quaalude. They know that Quaalude get you high if you don't go to sleep. That's what they were taking. They had sex willingly. But unfortunately, within this world of sheeple, the system can just lie on you and hang you out to dry and people will just believe it. They won't even think twice to question it. Like, oh, for real? You were raped for 30 years by Bill Cosby and you didn't come and say anything. Like, I understand the children who was raped by the Catholic Church and they didn't say nothing because they were raped when they were children. They were molested, abused, whatever, when they were children. And they were afraid to tell their parents because some people so deep in religion that, you know, you can't go tell your parent that the pastor did that or the priest do it, because they're going to be like, no, you're lying. That's God's right-hand man. So a lot of children have had to suppress these things. But you a grown-ass woman who went to hang out with Bill Cosby and you saying he drugged you and raped you, why you ain't say shit? Bill Cosby not like fucking Harvey Weinstein. He not this big, huge producer that responsible for making and destroying careers. You know, but whenever they want to destroy a black man, it's simple. It's easy because they have programmed you. They have programmed the world and everyone, including black people, to hate black people and to be afraid of black people. The media does it. Watch, when the news come on, the media goes like this. A black male broke in a house today. A black male stole a car today. A black male held up a gas station today. A black male, a black male, a black male, and over and over and over. And if you check the statistics of crime, we are not the ones who's committing the most crime, but yet the media, that's all they talk about, is black males committing crime. So the media basically is forcing you to see black males as an animal And I remember before all of these shootings escalated now, I used to tell people that, watch, right now they're programming the world to not give a fuck about black men. So when they do kill a black man, no one will care, because they'll say, oh, it's just another thug. Who cares? And that's why every time when a black man gets killed by the police, you see they bring up his record and say, oh, he did this in the past. Oh, he sold cigarettes. He sold CDs. He was buying cat. Like, they find all this shit just to say that you deserve to die. And then everyone got programmed to accept it. So now everybody's like, okay, yeah, that's right. He does deserve to die. We're a lot safer that the black animal is dead. And people don't even see that they're being socially engineered that way. Not even the black people see it. They crucified their own people. But when that little white boy shot up the church, everybody, oh, we forgive him. We forgive him. Whenever anyone of another race do anything to a black person, they get instant forgiveness. But once a black person is accused of something, fuck him, bury him, string him up, out of town. People, you gotta stop being played by the media. Stop being played. Wake up. Be mindful. Control your own thoughts. Control your own brain. That's all I want to say right now. I'll be back later. Peace and love to everybody. Don't be afraid to spread information. Spread knowledge. You feel me? The more you know, spread it out to other people. They might reject it sometimes, but you're talking to their subconscious. So just keep going, and, you know, eventually one day we're all going to get up from this table. We're all going to get up from this game and end this game. So until then, peace and love. Unity is strength. Information is key. Ashe, ashe, ashe.